So I was listening to the radio this morning, and KFan, and it came out that Webster Dictionary came out with the word of the year.
It is?
Authentic.
Okay.
So I'm going to take this conversation. We're going to go a little AI. Did you hear about Sports Illustrated? Did you hear the story?
No. Recent story?
Recent story.
Okay.
So Sports Illustrated utilized AI and generated content out on their website, published it.
Yep.
Full-on articles that were written by AI utilizing fake headshots and fake names.
Oh, fake headshots too.
Correct.
Wow.
So they got called out. They immediately removed all these different articles.
Yep.
And then fired everyone.
Oof.
From like the CEO got fired, the marketing director was fired, operations manager fired.
Yep.
Full on cleaning house. So this is my question for you is like, in our last newsletter, you had brought up AI and utilizing AI to better yourself, better your career, and integrate it into your life. So my question is what you, when you utilize AI, what is taking it too far?
I think taking it too far is when you're begin not to be authentic, number one. And I think people can start to see, and I think even 2024 and beyond, people immediately are going to start to see through that. You know, if you're not, you know, if it's a text AI, like a ChatGPT or something else out there, and you're clearly copy and pasting it into whatever, an email, a newsletter, and you start to see these common words, you know, like the word emphasize or embracing, strengthening, like all those type of words that are sprinkled out that like I personally don't use. Maybe once, but not in every single paragraph.
Sure.
But if you don't take the time to go through it and, you know, utilize AI as a like a thinking partner, not as like a task generator. So write me a paragraph about this. Boom, done. But asking more strategic questions based off your business, based off your brand, then that's how AI can help you make more strategic decisions and help your overall marketing.
So when we talk about then utilizing that word of the year, being authentic with AI, less hypothetically, how would you integrate AI into your workplace and still be Ryan Miller?
Sure. I think there's a few different ways you can do it. You know, there's obviously image generators for AI. There's text generators for AI. But I think it's asking those questions. The tone of voice is huge if you put in that. So for instance, I'll be very specific. You know, I'm a marketing manager for a company. So I will ask, like, I will, you know, type in these type of phrases. I'm a marketing manager. The audience for this message is going to be, maybe it's your leadership team. Maybe it's your target audience and who that target audience is. This needs to sound professional in this case. And then ask it some other kind of questions along the way. But the more specific you can be, and that's what the image AI generators are, the more specific you can be, the better. And the same thing goes with text. Tone of voice. Like, who am I? I'm a very authentic, caring person. Here's my professional role. I'm talking to my leadership team. Here's the tone of voice it needs to be in. And then you input it, and then you go back through it, and you're like, all right, yeah, that's something I would say. I'll, you know, put these different words in, and before you know it, you're actually rewriting, I'd say, at least 50% of the generated text.
Sure. So you're basically collaborating with the AI tool, utilizing it as a tool.
Yeah.
Being fully transparent, I had this argument already today.
Yeah.
So this is why it's like fresh on my brain. I think the other thing is that a lot of people don't realize that you can actually work with the AI and tailor that AI to come back with responses that are of your personality.
Mm-hmm.
You can teach the AI, like, I would do this over that, and it will tailor its responses to you and how you would normally respond to something.
Yeah, exactly.
So you get your input, you put your input in, and you get the output back from the AI.
Yep.
You take that and you work it,
mm-hmm.
and you mold it and you make it your own.
Exactly. And that's the thing too, especially, you know, if you are just starting out in chat or any AI tool that's out there, say 2024, you're just starting to use it. Like you said, dig into it. You put one input in, ask it again, make it be layers. So then it does start to get to know you and your tone of voice and how authentic you are. Because people will know that if you're writing any material, they know how you've written in the past and they know how you are. And if that drastically changes all of a sudden, like, oh, I went to writing school for 6 months or 2 weeks or a day.
Yeah.
And now I sound great.
So in your opinion, did Sports Illustrated go too far?
Yeah, they went way too far, especially when you're making up fake people. So it was fake news and fake people or fake reporters.
It was a completely fake article.
Yeah.
Like, that's not fake in the sense that the information wasn't real, but somebody somewhere punched in, write me an article about X,
mm-hmm.
got an output, and then they put a fake author in a fake headshot.
Yep. I would say that's way too far.
Would you say that trying to write a birthday card utilizing AI is
why would you
is taking it too far?
Why would you? Well, it depends. Fine. It happened to me. Mom, I'm sorry if you're listening. It was my parents' anniversary, and I knew...
Anniversary,
yes. And I was going to make him a card. I actually made the card. It was a homemade card, images and everything. And then I ran out of time. Kiddos, sports, work. And I was like, I got to write something. So yes, I used an AI-generated text tool and said, here's the tone of voice that I want to come across as. This is a very important anniversary for my parents. Input. I did go back and add some of my own lingo in there, but yes, I did use AI.
Fair enough.
For my parents' anniversary card.
One, it's funny, but I don't think it's taking it too far. I think that you can utilize AI to help you, especially words don't come super easy for everyone to just write something very heartfelt. Like,
mm-hmm.
as long as whatever you wrote down on that card, you meant it at the end of the day. I think you're in the clear.
My mom had tears, so love you, Mom. Straight from the heart.
So let's hypothetically say you're going to go out and you're going to do a campaign. I think if you want to be authentic,
mm-hmm.
you have to be transparent about it. If you're utilizing AI, right?
Yeah.
How do you go about being transparent and letting people know, hey, this was... utilize, or do you have to even say, hey, we utilize an AI? Or
no, I don't know. I don't think you do. I think you have to know your brand, and you have to teach AI what your brand is, and then collaborate with your team. So that's a great question, because I use that in my everyday life. I'm a marketing manager for a company in the healthcare industry, and I'm a one person team for marketing. So I'm not a designer. I'm not a copywriter. I'm more of a strategic, planner is the right word, but I have more of the strategic mindset when it comes to marketing and the tactics that we should use and the why behind it. So, you know, we use AI image generator tools and AI text tools as a tool to mm-hmm. help make strategic decisions. And, you know, if we create some different images, you know, whether it's scraping it from our website or take an image like this that looks like this, it's, you know, I go back with the team, like, is this our brand? Is this who we are? Does this image paint this company that I work for? And it might be like, yeah, that's pretty close. Or no, that's way off. Like, sure. Let's have a person in the image utilizing, you know, the data with like data symbols behind it and stuff like that. Something that would match our campaign landing page. It's like, oh, great. So you can go back. And again, you're collaborating with your team. You're collaborating with AI. And you kind of come to a middle ground with that. So, you know, that is my designer partner, is this AI image generator tool that we use.
I like
that.
Same
thing goes with the text as well.
Nice.
Like text on the image, for instance.
Sure. You
know, is that our tone? Is that our brand? And again, that all comes back with teaching the AI who your company brand is, what's your tone of voice, who's your target audience. And again, not just saying, create this, input.
Yeah.
I need text for this input. A lot more goes into it.
I like that. Yeah. I think you can search it out there, but Gary V had a really good answer to this same exact question and about how you go and personalize it and just keep adding in your flavor, your brand. One of the other points to somebody else's argument with me today was that by utilizing AI, you're utilizing somebody else's knowledge and you're not being authentic in that sense. And my rebuttal to this was, what's the difference if you read a sales book?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, I argued that you can utilize AI as your continuous learning tool. Mm-hmm. You can go back, you can identify not only like within data sets, but different trends emerging within different markets or whoever you're targeting. And you can learn that way. You can utilize AI to tell you, hey, how can I sell better? You can actually give them an example of something that you did and say, hey, can you critique me on this?
Yeah.
And get immediate feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times I'm in the office by myself 3-4 days out of the week.
Yep.
And if nobody's around or I need I need to pick somebody's brain on this, can't get a hold of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Why not ask the AI?
Yeah. And it looks good on you too. You know, if you take the time to educate yourself and you go to your leadership team and saying, look what I came up with, just me. And I did some design elements and some text elements. And you take a little bit of time to self-educate on all the tools that are out there, which would be another podcast episode or newsletter, but like how to choose the right text AI tool or image, but that's a different road. But, and that's the feedback I've gotten from my workplace too is, you know, this is great. It's cost effective. And it aligns with our brand. So, yeah.
So as we're sitting here closing out 2023 with word of the year, authentic, ultimately you can still be a Ryan Miller or a Matt LaFlamme.
Absolutely. A son writing a card to your parents.
Oh, you could do that too. So yeah, you can still be authentic. You can still be yourself. You can still produce content that is trustworthy.
Yep, absolutely.
And utilize AI to benefit your life.
Yeah, it's here. It's happening. Self-educate. Trust yourself. Trust what the digging that you've been doing, the information that you're giving AI about your brand and yourself. And I think you'll be surprised and pleased with the outcomes.
Yeah, and I think there'll be more conversations in the future on AI. I mean, it's in its infancy. So super excited to see like where AI takes us.
Yeah. And we'll see what the word of the year for 2024 is.
I don't even have a good guess.
I don't know.
There we go. Till next year.